It's got, I don't know what you call it, something that come out and they, you know, like, yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. They're real big and they swim through the water, but.
Okay. Is that like in fresh water or salt water?
I wouldn't know. Probably salt water.
Okay. Do you have any other names for turtles?
Snapper.
Okay. Anything else?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Any other different kinds?
There are, but I don't know what they are, okay. What they're called.
Okay, what do you call it? Something like a turtle, but it only lives on dry land.
I don't know.
Okay, have you ever heard of a terrapin or a tarpon or a cooter or a gopher?
Gopher.
Okay. Would you use it in reference to something like a turtle?
No.
Okay, that would be something else?
Uh-huh.
What would a gopher be?
Probably just like similar to the squirrel is what if I heard it, that's what I would think it was they were talking about.
What,
Okay.
Now, what do you call those little things that you find in freshwater streams or in a drainage ditch or something? It's about, they're usually about this long and they've got claws and they look like a little lobster. They'll snap at you. You swim backwards sometimes if you overturn a rock and one's under there.
Crab?
No, they look like a lobster. Just imagine a small lobster.
A crawdad.
Okay. Do you have any other names?
Crawfish.
Okay. What do you call those small fantail sea animals that have a thin, almost transparent shell that they catch by dragging nets along the bottom of the Gulf, out in the Gulf of Mexico?
Gosh, I don't know.
When you usually get them, they have heads cut off, and they're kind of curled in a semicircle like this, and sometimes you have to peel the shell off, and usually eat them boiled.
Shrimp.
Okay. At the fish market, if you went to buy some, you might ask for a few pounds of
shrimp.
Okay. Are there different kinds?
Fried and boiled.
Okay. Are there different kinds before you eat them, when they're still alive?
Not that I know of.
Okay. What do you call the insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into it? When you grab it, powder comes off its wings on your hand.
Moth.
Okay. What do you call the things that get into your wool clothes and eat them up if you aren't careful?
Moth.
Okay. If there were two of them, you'd call them?
Moths. Two moths.
Okay. What do you call the little things that fly around at night and flash lights on and off?
Fireflies, lightning bugs.
Okay. Anything else?
Not that I know of.
Alright. What do you call the things that fly around at night and bite and cause little bumps that itch, and sometimes they carry malaria?
Mosquitoes.
Okay. There's another kind of insect that's about this long, sometimes longer. It's got a thin body and it has two pairs of real shiny wings.